this is Nerky with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast in the Conspiracy Theories feed. The following is yet another excerpt from this week's show of my show at nettalkradio.co.uk called The Conspiracy Hour. The section of this show is about aliens and UFOs, primarily to deal with SERPO. Enjoy. Now I'll be moving into the Aliens, UFOs and Other Strange Phenomena part of the show. I'll be trying to keep this part of the show Illuminati-free and keep the politics and Illuminati Freemasonry stuff to the totalitarian tiptoe segment of the show. Unfortunately, that'll mean that not all the stuff in this part of the show will be brand new, but I'll be doing my best to find you the best in UFOs and strange phenomena. Now, internet rumors tend to spread like wildfire, especially when they relate to aliens and secret government conspiracies. The phenomenon of Project SERPO is not exempt from these rumor statuses. Project SERPO is an exchange program, apparently, that has a gradual release of confidential documents pertaining to a top-secret exchange program of 12 U.S. military personnel to SERPO, a planet of the Zeta Reticuli system, between the years 1965 to 1978. Now, apparently, the Project SERPO initiative was started by contact with a group of aliens called Ebens from the planet SERPO who crashed a decade or so before the project started, and contact was initiated between the two. And some aliens came from planet SERPO and started bringing a group of people back to their planet to live there for 10 years as part of an exchange program to allow us to gain as much information about their planet as possible, and they sent a few over to gain as much information about our planet as possible. The supposed government documents have been released over the course of a few weeks or months in late 2005 by a poster called Anonymous, who was actually several different people posting different segments of the information to a private mailing list by some teacher, which had several hundred subscribers. And the information was eventually posted to SERPO.org by a man called Bill Ryan. Now, Project SERPO might sound interesting and like a great science fiction novel, but in my personal belief, that's all it is, just a great work of science fiction. If you take a look at the website and read through all of it, there are quite a fair few inconsistencies, as well as methods that look very similar to something that you would see in a science fiction novel. And then there's the claim that the 12 people who were sent to planet SERPO were very experienced military personnel in their field. I think there was a couple of pilots, scientists, a couple of doctors, something like that. But what confuses me is, how are they able to get such experienced military personnel without choosing some very low entry-level personnel who had no links whatsoever? It's nearly impossible to get up the ranks in the military without having some links and some social existence in the world, let alone trying to find some who have lasted that long in the military without a family to support them. I'd really like to see how someone could get through an entire doctorate, get into the military, get up in the ranks, and get considered as a good candidate for going to Project SERPO without having any social links and anyone that would think that they hadn't just entirely disappeared. You could claim that you could fake their deaths, but that would just affect way too many people and wouldn't be that easy to do back in the 60s. Well, yeah, Elvis did fake his death, but that's another story. But nonetheless, Project SERPO is quite interesting despite its inconsistencies. Even the notion of alien contact being hidden by the government and slowly coming to light through declassified documents that were released to the public eventually is quite a breakthrough and rather fascinating. It would be awesome if this was true, but unfortunately it doesn't exactly look to have much in the way of credibility. For example, Zeta Reticuli is a binary star system with the planet supposedly being at a distance which puts it in between both of the planets, like same distance from both stars. I mean, how is that possible? The tidal forces between the two suns would rip the thing apart, not to mention the stream of particles that would constantly be going between the two suns as they rotate around each other, and the gravitational forces pull the extra matter thrown off by the stars towards each other. It's nearly impossible because the gravitational forces on that planet would be immense and the temperatures would be significant that not even a microbe would be able to survive. You think Mercury's hot? But for those of you who want a little bit more information about Project SERPO, go to www.serpo.org. Also at abovetopsecret.com in the podcast section under the Conspiracies podcast feed, there is an hour-long interview with Bill Ryan of Project SERPO about the credibility of the information and the people that played the part of getting that information out, and a bit of the history about the news group that the information was taken from. Infinite Durable Podcast.